This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Why exactly 100% NRV, vitamin A's narrow safety margin explained. Across the supplement aisle, doses of 200%, 1000%, even 20,000% NRV can be perfectly rational. Our NRV explainer shows why the reference value is a deficiency prevention floor, not a ceiling. Vitamin A is the great exception, and understanding why turns a modest-looking label, 800 mg RE, exactly 100% NRV, into the most deliberate number in a product line, the narrowest corridor in the vitamin world. Two numbers define every nutrient's dosing corridor, the EU reference value and EFSA's tolerable upper intake level, UL. Compare the ratios. Vitamin C, NRV 80 mg, no UL established, corridor effectively open. Vitamin D, 5 mg versus 100 mg, 2010. Vitamin E, 12 mg versus 300 mg, 2512, no UL at all. Vitamin A, NRV 800 mg RE UL 3000 mg, 3.75 tanks. The entire safe operating space between enough and too much chronically spans less than a factor of 4. And that ceiling must accommodate not just supplements, but diet, liver, dairy, eggs, fortified foods, cod liver oil traditions. A supplement claiming a large share of that corridor leaves no room for lunch. Why the ceiling is low? The liver remembers vitamin A's toxicity profile follows from its storage biology. Preformed retinol is not excreted when abundant, as B12 is. It is banked in hepatic stellate cells, accumulating month after month. Chronic intake above the ceiling produces hypervitaminosis A, a slow-onset syndrome documented in the classic clinical literature, Peniston and Tanumi Harjo, 2006. Liver injury progressing toward fibrosis, raised intracranial pressure, bone demineralization with elevated fracture risk, skin and lipid changes. Epidemiological signals of bone harm appear at chronic intakes not far above 1,500 mg per day in some cohorts inside the corridor, which is precisely why EFSA's UL carries the framing of a chronic cumulative limit and why the separate pregnancy rule, the teratogenicity explainer, is stricter still. Add the beta-carotene contrast. Provitamin conversion is feedback-controlled and self-limiting, while preformed retinol counts fully and immediately against the ceiling. The trade our BCO1 genetics article examines from the other side, dosing philosophy. Close the gap. Don't create a risk. These constraints admit only one defensible supplement design. At 100% NRV, 800 mg RE, a daily dose covers the full reference requirement while occupying 27% of the UL, leaving nearly three-quarters of the corridor free for dietary retinol, occasional liver dinners included. At 200% NRV, the margin thins uncomfortably. High-potency retinol products at 500 to 3,000 mg operate at or near the chronic ceiling before diet contributes a single microgram, defensible only under clinical supervision for diagnosed deficiency, never as a daily default. The principle generalizes into the sentence worth memorizing. A supplement should close a nutritional gap, not create a toxicological risk. And for vitamin A, uniquely among common vitamins, exceeding 100% NRV starts doing the second before it improves the first. Why the potency specification is two-sided. The narrow corridor reshapes quality control too. For most nutrients, batch testing guards one direction. At least the label claim, see how to read a CoA. Vitamin A demands a two-sided specification, typically 90 to 120% of declared content, because an overage that would be a bonus in a vitamin C product is a safety drift here. A batch running at 160% of label would quietly move users from 27% toward 43% of the UL before diet. On a vitamin A certificate of analysis, the upper bound of the assay range is therefore a safety test, and its presence signals a laboratory and manufacturer who understand which vitamin they are handling. The clinical bottom line, vitamin A runs the narrowest safety corridor of any common vitamin, 800 mg reference against a 3,000 mg chronic ceiling that dietary retinol also draws upon, enforced by a liver that stores rather than excretes. Exactly 100% NRV is the dose that closes the deficiency gap while leaving the corridor's headroom to food, and a two-sided potency specification is the quality control signature of that philosophy. Here, restraint is the feature. Primary sources EFSA NDA panel. Scientific opinion on dietary reference values for vitamin A. EFSA Journal, 2015, 4028. K.L. Tanumi Harjo essay, The Acute and Chronic Toxic Effects of Vitamin A. AMJ Clin Nutri, 2006, 83, 191-201. Committee on Food, EFSA, Tolerable Upper Intake Levels for Vitamins and Minerals, Vitamin A, Retinol. European Commission, 2002-2006, Consolidated, EFSA.Europa.EU Regulation EU, No. 1169-2011, Annex 13, Nutrient Reference Values, Urlex.Europa.EU, Melhus H., Mikkelsen K., Kinmark A., et al. Excessive dietary intake of vitamin A is associated with reduced bone mineral density and increased risk for hip fracture. An Intern Med, 1998-29-7778, Information on Nutrient Safety Frameworks, Not Medical Advice. Diagnosed vitamin A deficiency and any high-dose retinol use belong under physician supervision. See the separate pregnancy rules.